It's a verb. It's an adjective. It's a date range you circle on the calendar. This week we talk Boonerang 2024. From the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, this is Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Hello and welcome into Mind Your Business. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber, our program presented to you each week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Thanks for the downloads, the subscriptions. We remind you, you can subscribe to this program wherever you get your podcasts. We'll bring you business news that you can use right from the mountains of Northwest North Carolina. Has sprung even here in the high country finally, and that means music festival season is right around the corner. Boone in the High Country hosts some good ones, all genres as a matter of fact, from the High Country Jazz Festival in early June, Doc Watson Days out in Sugar Grove, Friday nights at Valley Cruces Park, Antlers and Acorns in the fall, the list goes on and on. Boonerang has quickly risen toward the top of this list in terms of intrigue, not only from the artists themselves, but also local residents and the thousands of people that have called Boone home at some point in time in their life. This is the weekend to let those feelings come rushing back. The same streets, some of the same stores and restaurants, a lot of the same music. Boonerang is a time capsule turned street festival where thousands flood downtown Boone for a sun-kissed weekend of arts enjoyment, reconnecting with friends, and enjoying the tunes in an absolutely beautiful setting. Boonerang is also big business. Held purposely in mid-June to serve as a jumpstart to the summer tourism season, Boonerang brings large crowds for a couple of days, and that's good for most on its own. But it's the residual effect that is really starting to show up entering its third year. It's the people that are getting into the habit of returning to Boone in the High Country beyond this one weekend. But it was Boonerang that sparked that desire to come home again. The Town of Boone Cultural Resources Department and the Downtown Boone Development Association do a masterful job coordinating experiences. Downtown merchants open their doors and bring creativity to the forefront in terms of capturing customers. But the hospitality, high country charm as it is, that's what brings people back year after year, visit after visit. And a lot of that spirit comes from local residents and organizations that serve as Boonerang volunteers. Now, this week on Mind Your Business, we're going to speak directly with the mayor of Boonerang, Mark Freed. He's actually the director of cultural resources for the town of Boone, but hey, why not give him an extra title? We're going to hear about some new features to Boonerang this year, including a talent show that has been added to the lineup that's really exciting and offers some folks a chance to get on stage themselves. We've got stage schedules. Those just came out earlier this week. Volunteer and sponsorship opportunities still exist. We're going to get the lowdown on all of that from Mark Freed here in just a few moments. But first, a quick sponsor shout out. In addition to serving as title sponsor of this year's 4 Under 40 Awards, more on that in just a second, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate solves simple and complex commercial real estate problems in the Boone area and beyond. Whether you own or lease commercial real estate, regardless of the property type, have an advocate on your side, along with expertise and experience to assist you and your business. For more information, check out the website, AppalachianCRE.com. James Miller and team have been busy recently. We thank Appalachian Commercial Real Estate for again serving as title sponsor of our 8th annual 4 Under 40 Awards, which we held last night as we record this on Thursday, April 25th. We had well over 200 folks that joined us for an evening of celebrating another crop of emerging leaders that will have their impact on the high country in the coming years. Congrats to those award winners too. Rowan Todd, owner of Mountain Vista Window Washing, was the top honoree in the business owner category. Jen Bass, executive director of Hunger and Health Coalition, was our nonprofit professional honoree. Moss Brannon, editor of the Watauga Democrat, was the rising star, and Dr. Katie Wall of Lees McRae College was tapped as our education professional honoree. Now, we've got plenty more information coming on this evening, including photo galleries, videos, a full archive of the awards presentation, information on each of the finalists. Be on the lookout for all of that at boonchamber.com or follow us on our social media channels, and you will have plenty of opportunities to enjoy once again the evening that was for Under 40. Thanks again to the Appalachian Theater of the High Country for serving as host of this event. They're going to be a big part of the Boonerang celebration as well. But man, what a great venue for this evening. Can't wait to do it again next year. All right, from one stage to another, let's talk Boonerang with Mark Fried on this week's Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
All right, as promised and as once described, we are with the mayor of Boonerang, Mark Fried. We've given you that title, Mark. I hope you're okay with that.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, nice ring.
That gets you a nice parking spot.
I might have to run that by Mayor Futrell, but yeah.
We'll have him hand you the powers for the weekend and see how that works. But
Boonerang pro tem.
Boonerang pro tem. I like that even better. So for people that might not be as familiar, you know, we have some guests certainly that listen to this podcast. Can you describe Boonerang in a nutshell and also maybe kind of give folks an idea of how this has come to you in year three now with two very successful years behind you?
Yeah, sure. Well, in the closest nutshell is a community homecoming. Is kind of the subtitle that we've given this festival. And, you know, this thing got started when we sat down and we looked at all of the musicians, particularly, but artists in general that have connections to Boone and the High Country. And when we spread that list out on a piece of paper, it was impressive. And it made us say, you know, we really need to do something with this. And of course, we didn't coin the term Boonerang. That's an endearing term that people have used in the High Country for decades. It was one that I certainly remember hearing when I first moved here in 2003. And, you know, it's this term for like a lot of, you hear about boomerang communities and places where people are raised or they spent time and often go away, but only to return because it just holds a place in their heart and brings them back. And so with that in mind, that was sort of the impetus of the festival was, you know, let's put this event together that is very Boone-centric, that has artists and musicians and vendors and businesses that have connections to Boone and the High Country, and put them together on a weekend, and let's make it free and accessible to the people to come out. And very much feels that way. You know, the first year it was kind of one of the early events coming out of the pandemic, early large gatherings that wasn't like a big you know, vaccine clinic. And you got to come out on the streets and have fun with all your neighbors and your friends and your, you know, people who have come into Boone for the weekend and to celebrate the weekend with us, and do it around music and do it around dancing and do it with art and do it with a beer in your hand and just come out and have a good time. And we felt that vibe on the street that first year. There were a lot of people saying, you know, why haven't we been doing this all along? And, you know, let's do this every month, to which I encouraged them to throw a festival and I'll come volunteer for them the next month. But, and so that was the vibe coming out of year one. And last year, very much again on the street, you know, for somebody who spends a lot of time downtown, my office is downtown and we do a lot of events downtown. I feel like this is one of those events that it's sort of like Boone Boo, where you see a lot of people from the community out that you don't always see downtown. People pants and dip their toe and come out and really enjoy being in our downtown space. And you also see a lot of reunions, a lot of hugs on the streets, and a lot of people catching up with folks. And so it had that vibe to it, and we're trying to continue that.
You know, I heard somebody downtown just walking around the other day explaining Boonerang to somebody who's right in front of one of the posters. And, you know, it was the classic, hey, what's Boonerang? Oh, well, let me tell you. And they said, it's not a music festival. It's a cultural experience. And I think that is a great compliment to you and the other festival organizers to make this. Surely it's 90% about music, but you've added things to help celebrate the local culture, international culture, even different aspects of artistic enjoyment have come into this. So there seems to be a little something for everybody when they hit the downtown streets on a given weekend. When you know every festival kind of reinvents itself a little bit as they move from one year to the next. How have you used that opportunity to bring more things to the table to also make the festival a little bit more new each year to those that have been to the previous two?
Yeah, thanks. I love that person recognized that. And I appreciate your comment about expanding the arts. We really, you know, we put music and arts festival, and we want to be real intentional about the arts. So in year two, we added a dance lot, which was really exciting. We added the Boomerang International space, which we'll be expanding this year, and it'll include some performances. We have a mariachi band coming, and we have the Swingbillies of Boontown performing. For this year, we are adding a film fest. So we're excited to partner with the Appalachian Theater, and we'll be presenting some films and a variety of films, which will include, we're going to do a silent Charlie Chaplin film with live piano playing from Jay Brown, who was a longtime Boonie. And we're going to screen the film Mountain Miner, which featured Asa Nelson, who is a graduating senior at Watauga High when he was a youngster. And he plays the story revolves around a fiddler, and he plays the fiddler as a young man, and then there, or as a boy. And there's some other local folks that people will recognize that show up in some dance scenes that were filmed around the Todd area. So it's, you know, very Boone-centric sort of feature film. And we have a documentary in store to show that we're excited about. And so the film festival is a new addition. We're adding film this year. We're also trying to kind of nudge into fashion a little bit. And we're going to be adding a vintage market in the Boone Bagelry lot. And that'll feature our local Boone upcycle vendors. So folks like Anna Bananas, who have been out there and off the rack, a new one in downtown, people who are out there and either, you know, repurposing clothes or really scouring the racks to find the cool older stuff and putting it together. So we hope to bring some fashion components to the stage this year or to the festival. And we're expanding our vending so that we'll have vendors out on Friday night in addition to Saturday. And so, trying to keep that expanding that footprint of what are the arts and highlighting our Boone talent, which we're really excited this year to also be bringing Boone's Got Talent. So we're going to, again, partner with the App Theater and with Mountain Home Music. And on the Thursday, just prior to the Boomerang weekend, we're going to do a showcase of Boone's Got Talent on the stage of the Appalachian Theater.
Let us stop right there and take a quick break. More of our Boomerang Breakdown with Mark Fried is still to come after this word from our sponsor.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Another thing that I think people will find exciting, you know, the iconic pictures of Boomerang here over the last few years have been that South Depot stage and seeing thousands of people right around in that area. But there's going to be more opportunity to see that as you're expanding that stage presence an extra day, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Which we are dubbing this year our ECRS stage at South Depot. ECRS came on as a great partner and helping us pull this thing off this year. And we're real excited about that partnership. And so, yeah, first year our Friday night event was at the Jones House. And I was just telling this to somebody the other day, when Mayor Futrell came to introduce the first band, a storm had just passed through. And I think there were about 20 people on the lawn when he introduced the first band. And by the time they were done with their set, our lawn was packed. People were they must have been just like creeping around the eavesdrops and the awnings around downtown, just waiting for the storm to blow through, because they came out in a hurry once the sun came out. We had a beautiful evening, but we were kind of spilling at the seams. And so year two, we expanded to our Mass General store stage at North Depot, which is right next to Lost Province in their parking lot. And again, we had people like spilling off into Queen Street and hanging out on the library lawn. And the Friday night party has grown. So we're going to move it down to the ECRS stage at South Depot, and we'll have vendors out. We'll have South Depot closed and Howard Street closed on Friday night. And I think that that's going to give plenty of room for everybody to come out and have some dance space. And we've got three great bands coming out that night. Hope Massive will kick things off with some reggae and get the vibe right out there on the streets. And Empire Strikes Brass will come on next. So a big band with lots of horns. And then Melissa Reeves will take it home for Friday night and bring everybody some of her much loved music to the street.
Well, while we're on the subject, what can you tell us about, as I mentioned earlier, the stage schedule came out. What are some of your highlights for Saturday as well?
Yeah, sure. We're, of course, really excited to bring the Nude Party, the fully clothed Nude Party band, who got their name from some house parties that they played one time ago when they were undergraduate students at Appalachian. And since then, in the last decade, they have really kind of caught a wave. They've put out three critically acclaimed albums. And so we're bringing those guys back to headline Saturday night, which will be a lot of fun. We have a few other kind of throwback bands, if you will, for folks who've been in the community for a while. They'll be excited to see Snake Oil Medicine Show coming on to the South Depot stage this year. The Karloffs will be performing on the Boone Area Community Radio 641 RPM stage in front of Espresso News, and really excited about that one. We have Gringo Starr coming. Those guys are some guys who grew up here in Boone and graduated from Watauga High School and have been off in mostly in Athens and Atlanta, Georgia areas and making waves down there. But they've been consistently putting out music for the last two or three decades. And so we're really excited to bring those guys back and put them on the stage here in the High Country.
So this is a logistical circus at times, I'm sure it feels like, but you bring in so many different partners to close streets, and certainly the town of Boone is very involved in that, you know, from that aspect of the logistical standpoint, but to staff everything, all of the beer tents and vendors and all of the different stations, you put together an army of volunteers that are made up of a lot of local folks, local businesses, people that just want to help do something fun and see that come to the streets of downtown Boone every year. What opportunities do you have, and how are you utilizing volunteers this year in a way that maybe can promote more people coming out and actually rolling up their sleeves and helping put this thing on as much as enjoy it?
Yeah, we could not do this without our army of volunteers. We have a great volunteer coordinator, Donna Dolan, who came on in year one and has continued to work with us. And we need, you know, each year as we expand a little bit and expect to potentially have a few more, you know, more people out on the streets. It does. It takes a big team to pull it off. And we welcome people to get on our BoonerangFest.com website. There's a volunteer tab up there. Really easy to send us your information that you have an interest. And then you'll be immediately supplied with a link to a sign-up genius where people can get on and find the actual roles that they could play to come out and be a part of it. And we, you know, I think it speaks volumes that we have a lot of repeat customers on our volunteer team, people who come out for not only the exclusive shirt and the promise of a premier parking space and a place where they can access flush toilets and a volunteer lounge where they can go and chill out for a minute if they want. But they make a lot of friends, and I've seen some friendships form and last from the Boonerang experience. And we have a lot of fun. We do some volunteer only exclusive parties and get togethers throughout the year, and we did a silent disco event a couple weeks ago at Appalachian Mountain Brewery. That was a lot of fun. So it really is. It feels sort of like a family. And for people who've been involved with volunteering with different events before, they kind of, you know, you kind of get into that, and it's a great way to come and meet people or to bring some friends along for the ride with you and help pull this thing off. And I feel like, you know, they come back because of those perks, but also just because of that feeling of getting together and it's a lot of fun. Last year we had this couple, Blaine and Joyce Van, who came from Eastern Carolina and came and put themselves up in a local hotel for for four nights and volunteered every day of the festival last year. And they're coming back again this year to do it again. So even, you know, mostly local people, but even folks who are coming from out of town, we have some people might remember Sam Calhoun and Brian Swank, who were, you know, local journalists and musicians who grew up here, who went to Appalachian, who have gone off to work on events like Floyd Fest and other events in our region, who come back every year and help us pull this thing off. So there's something to it. We welcome some people to come join the team.
Yeah, well, and we'll make sure in the show notes here, and certainly for those of you chamber members that get this in chamber report, you got all the dates and information and all of the pertinent details there. I think you touch on and our last point here. You know, it's that the hospitality that leads to sustained success. So you've got this army of volunteers that you say feels like a family, and they're coming from everywhere and doing very specific things to make this festival work. But it seems like it's that attitude that is so welcoming and inviting that is that thread that makes people think about coming back here again. They have such a positive experience that it's the memories that run over them about their time in school or growing up here that is, I have to prioritize coming back to this area. Hey, you know, we are a tourism economy in many, many ways. And this is insulating another great group of folks that will be our visitors of the future. But that feels very intentional. And it feels like all of your volunteers are armed with the best of their hospitable selves on those days and really do a great job of selling what else there is to do in this community at other times of year. And I know that's very purposeful, but man, it really comes across as people are entertained throughout the course of the festival.
Yeah, there are a lot of smiles. We have thousands of pictures from the last couple of years and hardly a sour face to be found as you sift through them all. And, you know, I mean, of course we were intentional about when we put this thing on. We do it in June, which is one of the, you know, I mean, there are 12 pretty awesome months up here in the high country, but the summertime when, you know, as much as we love the university, when it goes off on break and we have a little congestion relief and, you know, the streets are flow a little bit more smoothly and the parking lots open up a little bit and the weather is gorgeous. That late spring high country weather is just, it's hard to beat. And so, you know, we're anticipating another, I'm knocking on wood right now, if you hear that, I'm anticipating another beautiful, beautiful year. And whether people come out to work with us on the team, whether they come out to just enjoy the festival, we really hope that this feels like something for everybody and for the community. We've got our kids zone. We've got our, if people want to come with their young kids, they're welcome. We've got our Mellow Lounge if you need a place to chill out, the Mellow Mushroom supports. And we've got music of a wide variety of genres and styles. We have our dance lot with many different kinds of dance styles, from Latin dancing to square dancing to honky-tonking, and the film fest for people who need to just sit down in a comfy seat and soak up some air conditioning. And so lots of things for everybody.
Well, and I think the cool thing too is that because of sponsor support, because of the support of the businesses that are putting their staff out there and helping all of this, free admission to a locally sourced and celebrated festival. People get to experience this without money being the barrier to coming and partaking in something like this. So I think that's another really cool and unique aspect of this. Mark, we appreciate your time again. Check out boomerangfest.com for the latest information on stage schedules. If you want to volunteer, plenty of information there about how you can get connected. Events starting on June 13th with Boone's Got Talent running all the way through the weekend. It's going to be a weekend that you won't want to miss. So Boonerang Pro Tem, we'll sign off for now, but certainly look forward to working with you and supporting this festival once again.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing everyone out there.
That does it for this episode of Mind Your Business. Remember, you can subscribe to this program wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online as well, boonchamber.com. Check us out on social media as well. So long, everybody.